Wild Card Wednesday continues. 312-981-7200. That's 773 area code requested main ingredients version of Summer Breeze in honor of Cuba Gooding Sr.'s passing. Cuba Gooding Sr. passed away earlier this week, and he was the lead singer and the main ingredient. So, all right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich coming up next at 5 with the opening bell, followed by the one, the only, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So, Esmeralda, have you heard about this Tom Hardy story?
I heard. I saw a headline.
You saw a headline.
So I didn't get the details.
Okay, we have the details here.
Oh, okay.
This was from actually GQ magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline is Tom Hardy chases down moped thief and confirms all your stereotypes about Tom Hardy. And the story goes like this. This is how you make a citizen's arrest, in a heartwarming story of good citizenship that appears to have been concocted in a laboratory, though. British actor and noted children's story enthusiast Tom Hardy. Has he only done that one? Is it a series, or has he just done the one story that we played?
So he's only done one, but it's part of a BBC series.
Okay.
And your boy, James...
James McAvoy?
Has done like four or five of them.
Oh, we have to get that.
Did Chris Evans do one, or is that something else? I thought I saw it recently.
I'll see.
Is that CBeebies thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Evans did
it. Is he British?
No, I don't think
Okay.
But he is Captain America.
I was going to say, he's Captain America. All right. So, let's see. He chased down a runaway moped thief. In addition, he held him out by the scruff of his neck until London police arrived and described the incident in exactly the manner you would expect Tom Hardy would employ. He said, a witness in Richmond, London, told how Hardy chased the thief through gardens and across a building site before proudly announcing, "I caught the beep." Hardy, 39. God, Tom Hardy's only 39? I am old. Told one onlooker, "This little beep nicked something, and now he's got himself a broken leg."
Oh, no.
Apparently, two teenagers fleeing on a stolen moped abandoned their prize after crashing into a car, and then Hardy sprang into action. Using language so perfectly and quintessentially British that you can't help but wonder if we're being trolled, witnesses said Hardy looked, quote, as mad as he does on the telly. Taking off in pursuit of one of the fugitives, vaulting over a series of garden walls.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like an assault course, gushed one of new Tom Hardy fan for life. One gentleman raved that as if Hardy had, quote, switched into superhero action mode in an action movie, and added that if the fugitive had been dumb enough to resist, he reckoned that Tom would have given him a good hiding.
That's amazing.
If this turns out to be a viral marketing stunt for, say, the next season of Peaky Blinders, we'll be sorely disappointed. But until that and other details come out, Tom Hardy is the reigning king of movie star vigilantes and aspiring grand larcenist would do well to steer clear of his general vicinity in the future. So there you go.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy
chasing people, jumping over walls and stuff, swearing.
I mean, he's trained for all those movies,
yeah.
You know, put it to some good use.
Yeah.
Outside of work.
Could you imagine if you're just like you're in the neighborhood and all of a sudden you see Tom Hardy chasing down some kid?
Jumps over a fence. You're like, what?
Hey,
that's Tom Hardy?
That was Tom Hardy. Oh, man. So that got me to thinking, if people remember any other time that in real life celebrities did something sort of like, you know, Good Samaritan and it made the news. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Because I think there have been several stories, you know, over the years of like a celebrity doing something heroic or saving someone or doing something that would a Good Samaritan would do, you know. And I know that even like in terms of like, you know, like giving a lot of money to someone or
mm-hmm.
or leaving a massive tip, that kind of thing. You know, Keanu Reeves is really one of those guys. Keanu Reeves has given away so much money.
Yeah.
Like, to people who need it and to charities. Like, he seriously, like, he's, like, I've read stories that, like, millions of dollars. He's just like, you're ready to go take it.
What's he going to do with it?
Well, he's Keanu.
He's going to buy a nice bench. A
to
really
sit on
nice
and be sad
like,
with
you know,
his sandwich.
It's only so much money, so. Didn't Tom Hardy pay for, there was a homeless guy? Or is that some, it's some celebrity. I can't remember who it is.
It's
Tom Hardy. And he pays for an apartment and.
The article I'm looking at said Zach Galifianakis had met this homeless guy before he had became famous.
Oh, okay.
When he became famous, he bought the guy an apartment, and then Renee Zellweger was so moved by it that she bought the furniture.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. What did, what am I thinking here? Was it the guy who just passed away? Was it Pizza Hut? Pizza Hut or one of the major
Little
chains?
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. Yes. Didn't he pay for like a woman's apartment?
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks apartment.
Right.
Oh, he bought it.
He bought it and paid her bills.
Oh.
Right. She had moved to Detroit. He had heard that she was having problem paying her rent. So had set it up where her rent would be paid.
Isn't that amazing?
In full for the rest of her life.
Oh, okay.
See, this is why I wish I liked Little Caesars Pizza. I mean, that's the kind of company that you want to, give some money to.
I was going to say, didn't Germany just buy Rosa Parks' house? Moved it to Germany?
I don't know.
I thought that was in the news because they're like, Germany cares more. They bought it to preserve it.
I do have some stories here in front of me. Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
On witnessing a hit-and-run incident, he called the paramedics and stayed with the victim until help arrived. He even accompanied her to the emergency room. When it came time to his notice that she was not medically insured, he paid her $7,000 medical bill. Once, while relaxing in his yacht with then-wife Nicole Kidman, he spotted a sinking sailboat going down in flames and helped save all the people. Good Lord! Tom Cruise! All right. Clint Eastwood saved a man from choking to death one time. Did you know this?
No.
At a PGA Tour party, Clint Eastwood noticed one of the fellow guests was choking on a piece of cheese. Eastwood performed the Heimlich maneuver on the man, thus saving his life.
Good for him.
Clint.
That's quite nice.
Tom Cruise saving people, paying their medical bills, boats on fire. Tom Cruise comes to the rescue. Clint, cheese, choking, saves him.
Again, they do all this action. You'd think,
Yeah.
Put it to some real-world use.
That's what they're doing, man. That's what they're doing. All right. Okay. Hold on. If anybody knows, 312-9, if you've heard of any, 312-981-7200 of brave celebrities doing cool stuff. We're having a little computer issues. Esmeralda, would you like to sing something here?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That Third Eye Blind?
It was a non-copyrighted version.
Oh, I see. I see. You didn't want to get in trouble with the copyright.
Yeah, I don't need Stephen Jenkins.
Yeah, you don't want
me.
Stephen Jenkins coming after you.
Yeah. Well, at least not for that.
Yeah. hey, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we were talking about, Tom Hardy just nabbed a moped thief, grabbed him by the back of his neck, held him while the London police showed up, and did it in the kind of style and the kind of language that you would only expect from the great Tom Hardy. So we're talking about other celebrities who've done brave things. Tom Cruise saved some people from a burning boat. He witnessed a hit-and-run accident, stayed with the victim, called the emergency, and then paid her bills. Clint Eastwood saved a man from choking to death. By the way, that Rosa Parks story is that artist Ryan Mendoza, along with Rosa Parks' niece, moved the civil rights icon home to Berlin to save it from demolition. It was going to be demolished. So they moved it. We got a few more of these celebrity stories, and here is Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Scott Darling, the backup goalie for the Blackhawks, was in Phoenix when the team was out there. Saw a homeless man at an exit, and he didn't want this to be known by the world. The world did not want this to be something where anybody knew about his charity to this man, but it got out, And in fact, I think when Blackhawks were there meeting Obama, Obama mentioned it. You know, it was like an act of kindness.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember that story,
too. He got that guy back on his feet, and because I guess, you know, Sterling's been through some problems in his life with substance abuse, and so.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime you can help somebody else, it's always a good thing. Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
Okay, take care. Kate Winslet rescued a 90-year-old woman from a burning house.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why I find that so surprising.
While she was staying at the business tycoon Sir Richard Branson's mansion on his private island in the Caribbean, the house got hit by a bolt of lightning, causing it to blow up in flames. Branson's mother, 90, was also in the house. Winslet swept the old lady up in her arms and brought her out to safety.
Oh, okay. I thought she was just walking down the street.
Well, she did save a 90-year-old woman
know,
from a burning house.
She was, you know, already in the house probably. You know what I mean? Like, I was expecting her just somewhere in the, oh, a fire just runs in.
Like she's driving down the street.
Yeah.
And, all right.
Does not hesitate to run in, break a door down.
How about this? Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford, thanks to his helicoptering skills and a big heart, has participated in several rescue missions. Once he was helicoptering over a forest, he spotted and rescued a stranded female hiker who was collapsing due to altitude sickness and dehydration. And another time he helped locate a 13-year-old boy who went missing in Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling saved a woman from getting run over by a taxi in New York.
Oh, my.
He often jokes the woman was in shock, not from the situation, but from the fact that the guy from The Notebook randomly showed up and saved her. He's another guy I love very much.
It would have been better if she had said two guys and a girl in a pizza place.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I remember correctly, when he grabbed her and, like, rescued her from getting hit, he said, hey, girl, get out of the street. Here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Another one was Steve Buscemi. He was a firefighter in New York, and when 911 happened, he went back to his old house, firehouse, to help out.
Right.
Oh yeah.
He did. Yeah. And we also got a text about that one. 630 area code says Steve Buscemi went back to work as a firefighter in New York for a few weeks after 9/11 to help with rescues. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Take care. 815 area code Larry Lujak, the great Larry Lujak.
Animal stories.
You saw a young man in a wheelchair in the snow trying to get through an intersection. He stopped and helped the gentleman, and then they became lifelong friends.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I always wonder how that happens.
What happens?
How people just, like, yeah, they did something nice, and now we're friends forever. It's like, how does that even...
Well, if someone saves your life, you know, that's pretty cool. You want to be friends with them, right?
I guess. Be like, I'm done.
Sean Penn ferried 40 people to safety. A lot of people know about this one.
Oh, yeah. He did a bunch of stuff in Haiti.
He did a bunch of stuff in Haiti. Hurricane. Yeah. This story is about Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, okay.
While on his mission to save lives during Hurricane Katrina, Penn ferried as many as 40 people to safety after helping in the rescue of so many people. He could not continue any further because his boat developed a leak. So we couldn't do it. But he also, at many places around the world where there's been, you know, disasters of some kind. He's built homes. He goes out with, you know. Yeah, I like Sean Penn. I know he's got a bad reputation, but I like Sean Penn. Sue says that last year Jamie Foxx rescued a man from a burning vehicle. But by the way, have you seen the commercials for this new Jamie Foxx show on Fox?
No.
Dan, have you seen this? It's are you faster than Shazam?
What? No.
It's a wacky game show. Jamie Foxx now, Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx, is hosting a wacky Fox game show.
What does that mean, though?
You have to identify a song quicker than Shazam.
Oh, I did hear about that. I haven't seen commercials for it, but I heard about it.
I find it weirdly appropriate that idiotic show premieres the same day that I'm on the Walk of Fame. I get inducted on the Walk of Fame. I'm going to rush home and watch Jamie Foxx. And I'll get my Shazam, get my phone out and see if I can beat Shazam. Just find it very, it's Thursday, May 25th.
Is that the real reason you're taking the night off?
That's what I'm taking the night off, yeah. because I have to watch Jamie Foxx.
Right. Are you going to apply?
For to see if I'm faster?
Mm-hmm.
Faster than Shazam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
For a second, I was thinking of the Shaquille O'Neal movie.
I'm sure that's what everybody thinks when they think Shazam. Are you faster than Shazam? What, are you going to race Shaquille O'Neal down a hallway?
But as Shazam.
Yeah, he's got the costume.
I mean, what is he doing? He's doing the sports commentary. He could do this.
Yeah, he could run. He could be dressed up as Shazam and run down there. What was the other one, the movie that he was in? The superhero movie?
Steel.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Mark Harmon pulled a man from a burning car in front of his house a while back. What's with all these people, celebrities, a lot of burning cars around around celebrities?
You know, they're actors, drama. Drama follows them.
I guess. Canadian Bill says wrestler Shad Gaspard from Crime Time stopped a robbery last winter. That was a story that we had on You Big Dummy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the guy tried to rob it. It was a professional wrestler.
Knocked him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He chased. He's like the muscle for the place, right?
Yeah. Alex said Chris Jericho donates a lot of money to former wrestlers in need. There you go. And then finally, Arnold Schwarzenegger saved a drowning man on a Hawaiian beach. And once in 2004, during his days as action governor of California, Schwarzenegger was holidaying in Maui with his family. While there on the beach, he spotted a drowning man struggling to stay on the water surface. He dove into the beach and pulled the man out about 100 yards back to land. I will save you.
Could you imagine if he just mucked it up?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Would not be good.
They had to save him and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. Ryan Gosling had to show up and save him. Hey, speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, hey, May 9th, I'm showing The Terminator at my movie club. Yeah, isn't that a weird coincidence?
Who's in that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
oh.
Linda Hamilton, and Michael Biehn. Lance Hendrickson.
Where is this happening?
At the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont on Tuesday, May 9th. Only $10 to get in. It's remastered 4K digital version.
Wow. I get hungry around that time.
You know, you can eat.
Huh.
At Bogart's.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a full menu and a full bar. Show up at 7 o'clock, have dinner, and then see the movie at 8, and I'll talk about it afterwards.
Perfect.
What happens if I have a car, and what happens if I don't have a car?
Well, if you have a car, there's free parking.
Oh.
It's easy to get to. It's right off the expressway. If you don't have a car, you can take the blue line to the Rosemont stop and walk five minutes, and you're there.
Doesn't this all just work out?
Go to Fandango.com to get your tickets now. Fandango.com, Tuesday, May 9th, The Terminator, the original, which is still my favorite of the movies. Still my favorite. It's got the most heart. It's a great love story. And Arnold's only got about four lines in it. So there you go. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Triple Play Thursday and Dan Feinberg. We'll talk TV. All right, we'll take a break.